Hey, Daily Dosers, this is Pastor Larry here with Bonus Monday. I look back at the message we had the privilege of sharing with you this last weekend. And we talked about what it means to be a royal priest, this unmerited set of rights and privileges and responsibilities that God has given to us and how incredible they are. And one of the things I mentioned and talked about a little bit, I want to dig into a little bit more, and that is the full access, the full and complete access that we have to God. We have the access that a high priest had even on the one day a year, that special day called the Day of Atonement, where he could go behind the curtain to the Holy of Holies. When that curtain was torn, we've got that every single day. And as I was talking about what that meant and a picture of it, I made reference to Jesus praying and going, Abba, Father, to his Heavenly Father, and how he told us that we have the right through the forgiveness of our sins that he offers us to also cry out, Daddy, Daddy, Abba, Father. And I made a quick little mention of how little kids have no filter. They just kind of come up and they interrupt. They don't have any protocol. And even when you tell them, no, come back a little bit later. We're doing something right now. And they're really good kids. They go, okay. And 30 seconds later, they're back with their impatience. There's something else I didn't have time to dig into, and that is they also have no filter. Have you noticed that? I think sometimes, even when we grasp that we can come to God at any time and in any way, we've got this filter. Like there's certain things I'm going to tell him and certain things, well, I'll just hold that inside as if he doesn't know, as if he somehow can't read our heart and read our minds. One of the great lessons a mentor taught me early on in my spiritual life was that the full access I had to God meant I had full access to God, that I didn't need a filter. He pointed out to me some of the Psalms of David. They're called imprecatory Psalms, where he basically says of his enemies, Lord, I'm not going to get them. I'm not going to get my own revenge, but will you sick them? And there are other Psalms where, and places like in the book of Job, where people just cry out this stuff. And you, if you read it and you're new at following Jesus, you just go, oh my gosh, you said that? But again, God knows our heart. You know, sometimes even when it comes to the requests, I make some pretty bold requests of God, and I'll have some friends once in a while go, well, you can't ask for that. And I go, yes, I can, because all I'm doing is putting in my order. I'm not ordering God around. I'm putting in my order. This is what I like. And he, like the chef in the back room, can say, no, that's not the plan for tonight. Here's a special. He gets to decide what I'm served, and I will eat, and I will live in light of whatever his answer is. But I have this incredible ability not to approach him as an adult that's thought through all the stuff and is this good, is this bad, is this okay, but to approach him as that little kid, Daddy, Daddy, Abba, Father. And I just want to ask you today, when it comes to your prayer life, when it comes to you sharing your heart with the Lord, your thoughts, your fears, your frustrations, have you taken hold of the privilege of coming to him as Abba, Father? Do it. He already knows what's in your heart anyway. No need to hold it back. And it's what he's asked you to do.